on page 69, the next to last paragraph, in the middle of the Inyan of Simchas Ish B'Nekudas Chaim HaSheyachis Lai, which we're talking about in life, Bechlal, the only Simcha that a person has is with the Amunah in the Hashgacha Pratis that has put him into this, what he is right, where he is right now. And we are learning that now, to understand that in the context of one's Avodas Hashem. It's with everything in life, but we're learning about it in Avodas Hashem. We were talking about last time, it's a while back, we were talking about when it comes to Limud HaTorah, even the finest goals and the finest objectives that a person sets for himself when it comes to learning, that he sets for himself, it could be a bocher that's dreaming of being a big Rosh Hashiv, a big Magid Shir, he wants to be a Paisik, he wants to be a Mashgiach, whatever it is. All of those machshavas, all of those thoughts, as noble as they are not the tachlis of Limud HaTorah. That's not the tachlis of learning Torah. And therefore, that's not what's going to give the person the simcha, the joy of being in Eved Hashem. The joy of being in Eved Hashem comes with living in that moment, in that avaida of being an Eved Hashem in what you're doing. And the tachlis is to be an Eved Hashem. So he continues on page 69, next to the last paragraph. Omnam kasha nesyagim b'shagim b'tara kadosh b'ritzifus u'ba'ofim b'sudar. So it's very common, very likely. I mean, I shouldn't say it's common or likely, but it certainly is a strong likelihood that if a person is intelligent and he really, really applies himself over the course of many years, that he could become very accomplished in learning. If a person really, really works hard and applies himself in learning over the course of many years consistently, one can become very great in Torah. Omnam ga'ainu b'kiyim nasim rabbanim, amrei tzedekim, the types of yeshiva, and those who are great in Torah often become rabbanim and poskim and rosh yeshivas and so on. Ach eluhem dvarim habayim kinilvim ela ikar. And that's wonderful, but that's not the ikar. That's a very wonderful fringe benefit, perhaps, of one's learning, but that's not the tachlis of learning, to become a posek, to become a rosh yeshiva. Kimizarizamilov, especially with younger people, that's something which motivates them. But that's not the tachlis. Umahu eker, and what is the eker? Etzim halimud. Learning itself is the eker. The etzim halimud, the act of learning Torah, that's the eker. Hayigia, struggling and working over the learning. The havan, and trying to understand. Hasimcha, the joy of achiyas. Hatveikas ba'ashem esbaruch min halimud gufa. The tveikis that one has to Hashem through learning itself. V'zeh chelko shekol ish miyisrael. That's the chelik of every Jew. That's the right of every Jew. That's not just for somebody who's brilliant and who's going to be a Rosh Hashiva or something. It's the chelik of every Jew. And it brings the lashon of the Tanya, we were zeichet to learn in Perek Dalet very recently. Hatara yarda, with the lashon at the bottom of page 69. Hatara yarda mimalkim kavaida. The Torah has descended from its place of glory. Shehirat Sinai v'chachmasi yisbarach, which is the rotzen and the infinite rotzen of chachma v'Hashem. V'raisa v'kutshabricha kul achad. And as we learned in Tanya, that Hashem and the Torah is mamish one. V'leis machshavet tfisa beklal, and the mind is incapable of grasping the infinite one himself. And we cannot understand the Torah in its root and source in Elokus, but umisham nasa v'yarda b'seis amadregis, as the Tanya explains, the Torah descended level after level after level, ad shnislabsha b'dvarim gashmi, until it became enclosed in physical things, in tilm and tzitzis and so on, v'inyani elam hazeh, and all matters of this world, shein roiv mitzvah haTorah kekulam milchaseim, which are most of the mitzvahs of the Torah are dealing with very, very mundane earthly things. And the letters and all the different configurations of the letters of the Torah that are on the parchment and paper. Esrim va'arbasvam shabatan of Yom Kisum, the 24 books of Tanakh. Kadesha te kolmach shabat, the next page, 70. Kadesha te kolmach shabat tvisabhan, that Hashem gave us the Torah so that our minds would be able to have a tvisa of his Torah, and each person, according to his madrega, to work hard to understand the Torah. Hari kulat sur b'tzarachayim, as Hashem mamish, v'Hashem mamish, mekif on bishom, mirayish avad ragla. Again, those who learned this Barakat Tanya are very familiar with this, that by learning, the person mamish is able to make that connection to the infinite light of Hashem that surrounds him and clothes him from his head to his foot. K'mashakosu, tzuri echas abay, uksiv katsina rotzen ta'atranu, shuvet son of chachmos yizbarach hamulu boshim b'tarosu of mitzvissah. Because the infinite Rotzen and Chochmah of Hashem is enclosed in Torah mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayd v'atzma leis machshav v'tfisa v'klal. The Tanya says, Hashem is Baruch Himself, the mind cannot comprehend. Kim kashya tfisu mislabeshes b'Torah mitzvah. However, when a person is thinking, each person on his level and her level is trying to understand a pasuk, a mishnah, a gemara, a rashi, whatever it is, when the person is trying to understand Torah Hashem, and mamish invests his mind and his heart and his kaiches into learning that piece of Torah. And at that moment, as the Tanya says, the most wondrous yichud takes place, the unity takes place between a human being and Hashem, who is infinite. Kim kasha tfisa mislabeshes b'Torah mislaseh, azahi tfisa behen mislabeshes b'kash baruch mamash. The mind that is trying to grasp the Dvar Hashem, Torah, that mind is in effect holding on to the Infinite One Himself, who is enclosed in every single piece of Torah and every single mitzvah. Because the Raisa v'kutsha b'richa kul echad, as the Tanya says, because the Torah and Hashem is kul echad, is one. That's the tachas of learning Torah. Not how you're going to make a living from learning Torah. And not just because of an issue of it being not lishma, not lishem shemayim, it's missing the whole point. It's missing the whole point of all Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is not a hechatimsa to get something else or to do something. The simcha, the dveikas, the chiyas, the ne'imus, everything is in the act of dveikas b'Hashem itself. Kamechak shemayim me'aretz, he explains, it's like the distance from heaven to earth. Hamerchak ben haloimet Torah va'omed kvar b'matar hakadosha asher lishmo loimed ledovka b'Hashem Yisbarach levein zeh asher etzem halimud adayin ein anechsha b'enek v'tachlis. It's like from heaven to earth, these two people. One person, his whole tachlis of learning is dveikas b'Hashem, connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Tanya is describing. That's his whole tachlis of learning. The other, and so that person always is getting there. That person, every single moment that he's learning, he's there. It's not that he's working towards something. The very act of learning itself, as the Tanya explains, is itself in Mitzvah is a Dveikas B'Hashem. So he's there. That could be somebody who's 9 years old. It could be 90 years old. It could be somebody who's a genius. It could be somebody who's very very who's not so smart. For that person, whatever it is, he's in that place of Dveikas B'Hashem, whether it's a matter of his ability to understand what it says in the Chumash, or to be able to make out a line in the Mishnah, or to be able to figure out Tosis, or to figure out the Rabbi Kirega, or Mashar, or Shagasari. He's there. That's his Tachlis. Remember, the joy that a person has in life is when he's Isaac in his Tachlis, when he is involved, when he is at that moment of his life connected to his Tachlis. You can't compare a person like that to somebody else who's also learning. It's wonderful. He's putting a lot of time learning. But his learning is what? Ki'im ke'em tsoi. His entire learning is only a means of getting to something else. It's em tsoi lahagia epam el eza yad shehetziv lo. To reach, at some point, whatever the goal is that he set for himself. To be a yeshiva, to be a posek, to be a magid shia, to be a mashgir, to finish shas, to finish the mesechta, whatever it is. All of that, again, it's beautiful. That's not the tachlis. And he says that Kemerchak Shemayim Me'ar. It's like the distance from heaven to earth, these two people. Choshev Kekol Shiya. Even though, of course, it's very choshev that the person is learning and he sets goals for himself. That's very choshev. But you cannot compare these two people. Hamabat HaTahar Bebchinah Shekoydem HaChet. The pure way of looking at the truth in a way that's Koydem HaChet. Before we fell into Chet. Chet, sin, brings upon us a way of life that we never ever feel that we are where we're supposed to be. We're always, even in Ruchnius, we're always working towards achieving something else. We're never able to enjoy and to settle into what we're doing at that moment. It's always an almanas for the sake of this should bring me to, but it's not that moment of tachlis. Shehe adam loymet Torah k'may mechazal b'makom u'b'meshali b'chafetz. That's why Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Chazal say that lo ilum yilmad adam b'makom shali b'chafetz, that a person should learn that area of Torah as we spoke about last time. He should learn that area of Torah. I mean, try to learn whatever you can, but he should stay as focused as much as possible in that area of Torah that he feels connected to. Whatever that is in Torah that he feels connected to. This is besides, of course, trying to learn the parasha and knowing what the halacha is, how you have to keep halacha. But the ikkar limud is the makam shli by chafetz, where a person is drawn to that limud. The simchu b'tayv leivav, with joy. Alash zocher b'gedula shebezoch yis tayv, he's been zochet with the biggest schus. Lahavi al maichai, to bring into his mind, when the middle of page 70, to connect his mind to what? To seichel eloki, to the mind of God. Now, that's with any Torah that you're working hard at. But Chazal say, it's most likely going to happen when it's that Torah that Libay Chafetz, that you feel drawn to. Which besides the obvious effect that it has on a person, and motivating the person, it's also a simon of the chelik that Hashem has given that person in Torah, that every one of us has a chelik in Torah. Of course, we try whatever we can, but there's a chelik that person has in a specific inyan in learning, a specific area of Torah, and his neshama is drawn to that. And this lifts the person's mind up to the Kedusha Hel Yayna. B'chinas kapachti es parnasasi. B'inyan zeh. What does it mean? What's he talking about? The Gemara tells us that it's a very, very sad and ironic thing. Animals always seem to be in a good mood. It doesn't mean they don't get into occasional fights, but they're in a good mood. They have their panasa. The animal has his panasa. If he has to dray around another half hour, another hour, but he doesn't have to sit in some office until 2 o'clock in the morning, figuring out how this guy messed up his books or something. And he doesn't have to. Worry day in, day out, where is he going to get his panasa from? The animal has what it needs. So the Gemara says, Chazal say, that b'emes a person can have that too. But the problem is, kipachti es parnasasi, I botched it up. That because of our spiritual deficiencies, because of our lack of emunah, and other problems, we could have panasa in such a way, we could live such a life. But kipachti es parnasasi, we threw it away. And because of that, we're constantly searching for that. That's not only when it comes to money. It's when it comes to everything, even in Avodas Hashem. You know, Eruv Hador v'hanilva u'kvichosa yachad im ha'ikr. What does it mean? It means when one mixes together the primary and the secondary. When a person mixes together, when there's a confusion between what's the tachlis of my life, what's the ikr, and what's that? What is the thing that just comes along, but it's not the ikur of my life? Haynu lafich as limud haTorah kadosh leinyan hamayla es adam el yad hanikra liyos dvar ma. When a person learns Torah for the purpose of bringing him to some sort of a destination, liyos dvar ma, to become something, to become learned. to become a Rosh Hashiva, to become a Talmud Chacham, to become a person who finishes Shas, whatever it is. That's not the Tachlis. Kapachti is Parnasasi, the Torah could be so beautiful. The Torah could fill your life, every second of your life, with tremendous simcha, with the Vegas Bashem, with Chiyas. But Kapachti is Parnasasi, I threw away my Parnasa. Torah is the Parnasa of a Jew. But if your Torah learning is always for the sake of getting you somewhere else, of reaching something, of doing something, of having some position, of whatever it might be, then you took that which Hashem Shabbat gave us as the greatest gift of our lives, as that which could be mefarnes a person, to give him such simcha, to give his life such purpose and such meaning, and instead of using his learning Torah as an opportunity for that tachlis of Dveikus Hashem and Simcha Sechaim and so on, instead he has thrown away that spiritual pranasa, and he is using it, what? To become a Rosh Yeshiva, to become a Rebbe, to become a Talmud Chacham, to become the best guy in Yeshiva, to become worthy of being that guy's chavrusa, whatever it is, to make your parents proud, to get a good report card, all these other things. In other words, you're using the Torah as a way to get to something. Getting to something, in the language of Chassidus, is Yeshus. Yeshus means, it's all about me. It's all about building myself up. It's all about me. Me becoming something. Me knowing something. That's not the Tachlis of Torah. As a matter of fact, the Tachlis of Torah is just the opposite. The Tachlis of Torah is to become nothing. Nothing doesn't mean to be worthless, God forbid. To become an Eved Hashem. The Tachlis is Bittul, not Yeshus. This person is learning to become something. It's all Liyos Dvar Ma. He's learning, Hashem Yisbal gives him Torah, and he's taking the Torah, Liyos Davar Ma, to make himself into something. Li Liros Be'etzem HaLimud Inyan Shul Kodesh Kadoshim. The Torah is not something which is holy of holies to him. It's not Kodesh Kadoshim. It's only Hechatims of how to make himself into something, how to build himself up. Ve'ra Torah Kadoshim Malabashtai Anova. The whole point of Torah is that it's supposed to make you humble when you learn it. The Geremis Loi Shalolios. It's supposed to have just the opposite effect. Shalolios. It's not about you. It's not about you. And we've seen this, and you see this in the world of learning. The Yeshus and the Gaiva, it's unbelievable. The Yeshus and the Gaiva that's pouring out and pouring, oozing out from many of the Chevra and the Yeshivas and many of the, I'm sorry, many of the Rebbeim and many of the Rosh Yeshivas. It's a pachet. Of who can say and how to say, and it's all about making the Torah into something else. When the tachlis of Torah is davke, and it should be malbash te'anova, and it clothes a person in humility. It's not about what you could become; it's about you're not becoming. But you're not becoming doesn't mean that you're not becoming into something. Of course, you learn Torah, you become a big elachid, you become an Eved Hashem. But it's not for yourself what you can gain by your learning. Adrabah, the tachlis of Torah is that Torah is geremish shaloi liyos. The tachlis of Torah is to bring a person to bittul. Where does a person find simcha in life? Only when there's bittul. But yeshus is not. Yeshus is the opposite. All sadness, all depression comes from yeshus. That's why we've spoken about this a million times. When you see people that are depressed and they walk around with their heads down, so you think that they're big enough and that they're very humble people. 99.99%. The more depressed the person, the more yeshus the person is. That's why he's so tzibrochen. Because it's not the way he wants it. It didn't work out for him. And because of that, he's so tzibrochen. When you talk to him, he makes himself like he's a nothing, he's a nobody, ugh. And that's why he's so sad, that's why he's so depressed. A person who's bottle mavutl, he has what he needs. He's not sad, he's not depressed. Depression cannot always goes with very strong yeshus. Very strong yeshus. So that this generation, the depression, is a big machel in our generation. It doesn't come from humility. It comes from expectations that are not met. But when a person knows that his whole life is a gift, Makadosh Baruch Hu, loy v'chesed v'loy b'maasem banu l'fanecha. Loy v'chesed v'loy b'maasem banu l'fanecha. Avinu makinu chaneinu v'anem ke'ein banu maasem. Aseim on stokev v'chesed v'yishienu. It's all matnas chinim. It's all a gift from Hashem. It's all Hashem's Baruch. It's all Hashem's Baruch giving me. I don't deserve anything. So everything that I have is gevaldik. Whatever I have in my life is gevaldik. So who are the depressed people? Who are the sad people in the world? The ones who feel that they never got what they're supposed to get. I never got it. Because I never got it. I never got this kind of husband, never got that kind of wife. I didn't get this kind of kid. I didn't get this kind of respect. I didn't get this kind of money. I didn't get this kind of house. I didn't get this kind of health. I didn't get this kind of whatever it is. It always comes out to zich for him. It's all a matter of yeshus and gaiva. And when it becomes very, very, very strong, it could break a person completely. But it's not the humility. The humble people are the happiest people in the world. Because they don't have a time in that something is come to me, it's coming to me, and it has to be for me like this. If he's happy, that makes me happy. If he got himself a new house or a new car, well, that's good, that makes me happy. It doesn't have to be for me. He's bottle mavutl. Doesn't take for himself. The whole tachlis of Torah is to be a person that's shaloi liyais. But we see that very often Torah has the opposite effect on people, that it makes them makes the yeshus stronger and stronger and stronger. Now he says something again that this would not make him popular in the yeshivas, but I don't think he cares. Now high timer. For this reason, but it's so true. May high time alay shomu kol raj godl behecholei bal shem tov hakadosh v'talmidov hakadoshim b'dibroisim v'sifreim b'ribui diburim alin yonei sheifis v'shtaigin. So there's very, very little. You have to go turn a lot of pages in the Sifrei Chassidus to find talk about steiging and learning and growing in learning, and sheifas to become great in learning. Very, very little. Very little. That doesn't mean chas v'shalom, that they didn't value Torah. Mi lanu, who was greater than the Baal HaTanya himself? That doesn't mean they weren't great in Torah. But they didn't have this whole thing about, it didn't become a thing of steiging and sheifas, which 99% of the shmuzim that the guys here in yeshivas is about steiging and sheifas. It wasn't as if a chassidus kemat you don't see. I hardly see it. Why not? It's a good thing. Steigen means working hard to grow in learning. And sheif is to have goals and aspirations in learning. They come out, the Svarim don't talk about it. The gam kashu mechanchim, noktu milim chayotze behem. And even when we see that some of the mechanchim, some Hasidic mechanchim use these words, steigen and sheifas, kidei lazareis, in order to motivate and to push the guys, ladarbein lokadim, to get them moving. We also mehem ikka. That was never the ikka. The ikka in all the Hasidic svarim is bittel, tefillah, avodas Hashem, dveikas Hashem, simcha and avodas Hashem. Torah itself is not to get you to become some adam gadol. The Torah is, what you're learning this minute, is the Rebbeinu Shlomo's brain and your brain connecting together. That's the tachlis. It doesn't have any other tachlis. It's not a means to get you someplace else. So it wasn't all this, as beautiful and as moving as the stories are. And again, this is not that we don't respect and love those tzaddikim that went in that way. But it would never, ever, ever have heard a story like that, like the famous story from Rav Gifta that he, in his room, and when he was in Europe, when he went to Europe, and there were pictures of Gedolim that he had on his wall, and there was an empty space, and he said that, and they asked him, what's that? And he said, that's where I'm going to be. There's never such an thing you could ever, achzid shemais like that, never ever, you know, no such thing. First of all, could you ever imagine a chassid having pictures of the tzaddikim and saying, that's where I'm going to be? Could you ever imagine such a thing? I'm not saying this chalil against Rav Gifta, the tzaddik, but the whole way of thinking. He's going to have a picture next to. In other words, he's a Belzer Chassid. Can you imagine he has a painting. There's no pictures. Okay, let's say he has the Sashon from Belz and the Pshila and the Psachadoy and the Barula, and then he has an empty space over there. Can you imagine that?
No, you'd be on the floor. You'd have a picture of yourself on the floor.
Yeah, not a picture, a carpet.
Like a doorman.
A doorman. Yeah. Such a thing to have. I nish but nish. It was the story from Avgifter. We're all removed and motivated by, because he's saying, wow, here an American bocha comes to tells, and he's got sheifas to steig and to become an Olam Gadol. And we hear that. And it wasn't coming chalila from Avgifter, it was a tzaddik. Not saying bad Avgifter. Never such an yon in the Chassidus Yisrael, or stories by Chassidim at all like this. No such thing. So even though the Mechanchim sometimes, especially nowadays, because there's also been the influence of the yeshivas, that they use some of these Lashainas in the Chassidus yeshivas also, it was never the Ikka. It was never the Ikka. Chinchu, the chinuch in Chassidus by the Chassidim is always Shama Torah hi etzem halimud, that the goal is learning itself. Habo mi ahavas Hashem is baruch, just because you love the Rabbanu Shalom and you want to serve Hashem, period. Ve'yishtoikikus la'asas v'tzon la'ovdai, because you have a longing to serve Hashem and to connect to Hashem. That my heart should become open through my learning, and I should grow to love Hashem and to fear Hashem. That was the tachlis. Gam kasher nosnu b'yeshivas mokim shel kavla kamuyos or eichius gedolos. Even when the chassidish yeshivas did show tremendous kavod to those boys and young men who accomplished a great amount, and they covered a tremendous amount of material, and they became great in learning. Lechodlu me'alahanik lekol Yehudi, it never ever prevented by the Chassidim to show every single Jew as a erech lechol ma'at, the value of even the tiniest little bit asher zoicha b'Torah, that he's zoicha to learn. Didn't never affect that. That's why, among the Chassidim, there was never ever ever. In the yeshivas, in the chassid yeshivas, and to this day, it's starting a little bit to creep in Eretz Yisrael in certain places, but to this day, really, there was never that the yeshiva bacham should look down on balabatim. No such thing. To look down on a balabas. To look at the balabatim as being worthless, as being amratzim, and that. Never, there was no such thing. No such thing. I'm reading a beautiful biography of Rav Amital. Zechon Levacher from Gush Etzion, Yehuda Amital, whose original name is Avital Klein, who is from Hungary, and he survived the Holocaust, and actually he went to establish the yeshiva in Gush Etzion, and it's a beautiful biography, and he expressed, I was just reading this last week, he expressed this a number of times. He said how he warned the boys in yeshiva about a certain elitism, and a way that he saw some of them looking at Balabatim, that the yeshiva isn't a world of its own. It explains that he never ever lived in the Gush. He always lived in Yerushalayim. He didn't want to live in the yeshiva. And he had explained on a number of occasions, and his children, they asked his children said, he wanted us to live among other Jews. He wanted us to live with Yidden, with Balabatim. And to have respect and their heritage for other Jews. And what often happens in the yeshiva is that you enter into this world and you become a separate world and you look at yourself in a certain way and you begin to look down on other Jews. They learn a little Mishnayis, learn a little Enyakiv, you know, a Daf Yomi, what is it? This is the talk in the yeshivas that we hear all the time. Even if somebody learns halacha, it's like he's a lo yuslach. Somebody in yeshiva learns halacha, is lo yuslach. And Rav Amital, Rav Mital says that's not how we learned in Hungary, and we never had such an inyan as much as we were learning in yeshiva, that we ever looked at Balabatim in a way other than look up to them with admiration and respect, that they're hardworking people, and afal pichin, and they come and they sit at night and they try to learn, they come in the morning to this medrash and they try to learn some gemara, some mishnayos, so that we were taught to revere these people, to revere them. Well, I'm talking all the time to yeshiva bachum who are being taught to look down on their fathers who work. To look down on their fathers who work. To look at their fathers as being like, you know, second-class people. There was never such an inyan by the Chassidim. It's starting a little bit now, because that's the influence of the yeshivas. But there was never such a thing. By the Chassidim was always old people, young people, kids, balabatim, working people, learning people. They were davening in the same shtiebel. They were learning the same shtiebel. They learned in the klois. They didn't have yeshivas like now. They learned in the klois. Everybody sat together. You see a chavrusa, it could be an 85-year-old man with a 15-year-old boy. It was always like that. Always like that. There was no class distinctions. There were no class distinctions. There was no higher and lower and bigger and smaller and this time, that. There's not. There was a rabbi. After that, we're all in this together. That's how it always was like that. There was no inyan of a caste system and separating based upon madrigas how much a person knows or how smart a person is. Not to say that the Talmud Chacham was not admired. Of course the Talmud Chacham is admired. But it was on the cheshbon of working people and simple people. Because the whole tachlis of Torah, of Limud HaTorah in the Derech HaBal Shem is Dveikus B'Hashem. Is Yichud. Is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the simcha of being an Eved Hashem. It was never a means of establishing a position for yourself in Jewish society. Never. By the Imre Emes, Rabbi Menachem Zembe would be standing online to get Shiraim with everybody else. You know, you heard of Rabbi Menachem Zembe? Rabbi Menachem Zembe would stand online, just like everybody else. Like he would stand online and they'd be pushing and shoving to get to the Imre Emes and Rabbi Menachem Zembe. And if he got in your way, he got an elbow or something. Rabbi Menachem Zembe. Rabbi Menachem Zembe was from the Gedolei HaDorah. When the Meir Shapir went to Charkov, when he went to the Rebbe, the Meir Shapir went to Charkov. He was a chassid like all the other chassidim. There was no inyan, nothing, no different treatment, nothing, no such thing. You have Ad Hayom, you have in Chabad, you have people that are, you have some that are ga'oinim and tzaddikim, big oivdim, and you wouldn't know. You look at him, and you see him with other. In the Bismedrish, you wouldn't have a musug that this is anybody, that he's something. You would never know who it is. You wouldn't know who it is. It's completely different than the yeshiva world. The first day the doors open, there's usually all kinds of maneuvering. Who gets the shenders by the wall? There was never such a thing. Bechlana, there was a rebbe, period. After that, soldiers. Avaida, that's it. Ovdim. There's no inyan of what does this make me into? What do I get out of this? What do I get out of this? Of course, you have to understand that the Bali Musa, the big Ovdim, the Bali Musa and the yeshivas, they also were very, very much with this Mahalach. It's not just by the Chassidim. There's also a very strong inyan of Bittul, the Vardik. Very, very big Avaida of Bittul by the Litvisha. In those circles as well. But that's not in our times what the yeshivas took. What the yeshivas for the most part took nowadays is the yeshus and the gaiva. Tremendous yeshus and gaiva. Again, there are exceptions, I'm not saying chalil, but a tremendous amount of yeshus and gaiva. If we could have a shir where the Rebbe's talking to the four top guys, the 30 other guys that are totally lost. Doesn't it bother you that there are 30 guys that don't know what's going on? There are only four Mitzvahim over here? Didn't think twice about it. Because the whole tachlis of the yeshiva is for these four guys. They're being groomed to become the... Not yeshiva, because they're not family of the Rosh Yeshiva, but in some other yeshiva, to be the Rosh Yeshiva. But this is what's going on. This is what's going on. So, yeshus and gaiva is hafadik. The Torah is supposed to have the opposite effect on people. The Torah is supposed to make you humble and to run away from COVID. That's what the tachlis of learning Torah is, the Dveikus B'Hashem. But if the tachlis of learning Torah is, what can I get out of this learning? What's this going to make me? So you can call it steiging in sheifas. Sheifas for what? Steiging for what? So if it's to get someplace, then you're part of that race. So you're not in the rat race. Because you're not in Manhattan running around, you know, midtown Manhattan looking for a client or a job or something. You're in a different kind of race. Baruch Hashem, it's a much more beautiful place to be in the yeshiva. No question about it. But it's still part of where am I getting? And that's why there's also so much depression. I'm learning Torah for so long, I don't see that I'm getting anywhere. I'm not getting anywhere. Where are you supposed to be getting? I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not mastering Shas. I'm not becoming respected by my Rebbe, by the yeshiva, and so on. A balabas is altogether a second class, third class person. Isa, the bottom of page 70. Isa pnimius kareis kriya gedayla by Elam Mishal Torah. The pnimius, the real reason of why we're learning Torah, is calling out. Isa pnimius kareis kriya gedayla by Elam Mishal Torah is calling out and screaming out to the world of Torah. Hishtalev loymed haTorah b'mayreches elokis. Join, come together. Include yourself. Connect yourself. In your learning, to Marecha Se Elokis, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulamad is Chelkecha B'Simcha. And learn whatever you can learn with Simcha, with joy. Al Toshis Libcha El Revochim. Don't pay any attention to what benefits, what gains, what profits you could make. Shiavo Lecha Im Alimud. Not Gashmis and not Rochnis. Kitzin and Ifrad Laham. That's a whole separate inyan. It's a separate inyan. What you'll get from the learning. What will happen to you from your learning. That's a separate business. Halimud Atzmai. Learning Torah itself. Being a Jew. Keeping mitzvahs. Is chayin v'chayim. That's the biggest chayin. That's the most beautiful thing in life. And that's life itself. Sviyas rotzen v'keres ruach. That is what satisfies a person and brings him to a feeling of kares ruach, of happiness, of contentment in his learning, of contentment with his Yiddishkeit. Not where is it going to get me if I put on film, or if I daven in a minyan, and what's this going to get me in this world, and where's it going to get me in the next world? It's the mice itself of Dveikus Bashem that has in it all of the chayin and chayin. Page 71. In bocher hincha utchushascha He says, if you're reading this and you're a bacher, and you feel that this, the whole business of she'ifas, of steiging and she'ifas, meaning of setting up for yourself all kinds of goals, to reach those goals, if you feel that gives you wings to fly, it works for you. For a lot of people, it's very important. If they don't set for themselves goals, they don't go anywhere. So he says to the yeshiva bacher, or to whoever it is, that if that's something that motivates you, that was to become the Rosh Yeshiva, whatever, if that gives you wings to fly, l'dois lis, right, man? Okay, he says, fine. Then, but still be careful. Hishtamesh behem b'sum seichel k'dei lover la'alis el ya'adcha hamuchen l'cha. Fine. Then use these tactics, use these gimmicks as a way to come to reach the goal that you want to reach. Hamuchen lecha. Vishimcha yikru'ucha v'kaimcha yeshivucha. That you'll be called by your name and they'll sit you in your place. So you'll reach that goal that you want to reach. Ram gamata. However, he warns, but remember now, even now, Zochor ki Elohim rak knafayim. Just remember, these are wings. It's just a way to get. It's a way. It just helps you get someplace. V'lo gufa shel inyan. It's not the gufa shel inyan. It's not the inyan itself. It's not the tachlis. Again, it's a tactic. It's a tachbula. It's a strategy to motivate. They do all those kinds of things. Lahavdil, in workplaces, on ball teams, to get. To motivate and so on. And they're very chosh of those things. But that's not the tachlis. That's not the tachlis. That's just a way to get the person to, but that's not the tachlis. So you have to remember that it's not the tachlis. Where is this taking me? That's not the tachlis of learning Torah, and that's not the tachlis of Yiddishkeit. Allah has come with a kami yeshle dezayis v'shonim shebehen herlech umizbahir matzava v'yudu shel adam. How much more so that if you have to remember this when you're a bochum, when you're a young man, how much more so as you mature and you grow older and you begin to understand more the tachlis of life. V'yosayim mizbahir, as you're maturing. And you're learning more to recognize who you are, your strengths, your weaknesses. You have more of an understanding of where you're holding and what your kaiches are and where you could reach. At that point you don't usually have dimyanis. You don't have dimyanis that are silly or that are unrealistic. You have a much clearer awareness of what your strengths are and your weaknesses. And if you're going to hear somebody come and give a shmooze that you're going to be the next Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know, or they'll have this talk in some Baal Tshuva Yeshiva, they're talking to 27-year-old guys that are trying to read, you know, Baruch Atah, and you're going to be the next Rav Moshe Feinstein. They leave a picture like next to Rav Moshe for you. You know, that's all that, you know, you can get kids with that, the bochum, but maybe that helps, but, yeah. Unless the guy has strange delusions, it's not going to be Rav Moshe Feinstein. There's a lot of Agmas Nefesh that comes from that. Because many of these Rebbeim give the same talks to 20-year-old, 30, 40, 50, the same shmuzen. As they gave to a 16-year-old bochum, the same shmuzen. But as a person matures, he has more of an awareness, more of an understanding of who he is, what his kaiches are, and where he could reach and where he's not going to reach. V'shanim eila chash ki olav la hagadir mechadash es olamo. And as you grow older, and you leave yeshiva, and you start to be raise a family, Bez Hashem, and so on, you begin to feel that you have to define in a new way, what's my world? You have to redefine. Until now you were told certain things and you went along with a certain mahalach, you have to now find your place in the world. You've already descended from the mountain of imagination, of fantasies. You're no longer there. So there you are, you know, you're standing with your bag outside yeshiva, 21 years old, I guess you don't know Shas, and no one offered you to be a maggid shir. And you're trying to, you know, go out with, trying to meet girls, and the fathers are asking, what do you plan on doing with your life? And your own parents, if they dare, are asking the same question. Like, what do you think you're going to do with your life? What do you want to do? So if it's a person that Peshato Muslachas has already climbed down from the mountain of Dimyonis, and he's already gone through the crises of disappointment in Yisurei HaNefesh and spiritual and emotional pain that comes with certain letdowns and disappointments and realizing that there are certain delusions and in certain ways you were deluded. Hakruchim ba'akara atzmus, that come with recognizing yourself for who you really are and giving up the game that you were playing and being honest about who you are. V'oyme kvar al pisas karka mishalo. Now it's time for you to stand on your own piece of ground. On your own territory, on your own piece of ground, and to decide. No. So what's going to be? You know how many times you'll see guys that they were learning in yeshiva and they were pretty good. They were putting a lot of time. They were good in learning. And then it's finished. Yeshiva, for whatever reason, the necessities of life, they're not in yeshiva. And you see some of these guys, they won't pick up a sefer. They can't look in this. They won't pick up a sefer. And they still look down at Balabatim. They still ran a bell back, and they still like they hold themselves to be yeshiva guys. And they can go like that without ever looking in a sefer. Because the impression that they got was, A, it's all or nothing at all. B, they were living out someone else's dreams of who they were. Now they have to find themselves. And they see that it doesn't stim with my Rebbe's dream of what I was going to become. So they have to find their own way. They never really had a connection to Torah for the sake of being an Eved Hashem. It was always the Torah as a way of doing something, of getting somewhere. But that's already ausgespielt, you know, it's played itself out. It's played itself out, it's finished. And they're outside the walls of Yeshiva with a suitcase. Now what? So just learn. Learn Torah. Pick whatever you like, whatever Masech you like. You don't feel like learning Gemara, Mishnayis. You want to learn Maharal, Maharal. Blank, like zombies. Go like this years and years and years and years. And they get married and the girl is told he's a Bentayr, he's a very chosh of a Bentayr. I don't know. This is going on all over the place. No shaykhs to learning. Only later on, at some point, many of them, they come back and they'll start, you know, they'll humble themselves to go to Daf Yom Yishir. First, it means going to actually listen to somebody else say a shia. So that's itself a very big admission of defeat. And it's very, very much hurts the ego. I have to hear a shia from who's this guy? I have to hear a shia from him. I could say I'm supposed to be the Magid Shia myself. He hasn't learned in the last 7 years. He still thinks he's going to be a Magid Shia. Not really. But he's not going to listen to somebody else say a shia. That's already... kind of thing is that so maybe he'll start off listening on tapes and listening to different things to try because he wants to get back into it. And at some point, many of the chevra they find their own little piece of ground and they begin to be humble and they begin to accept that this is who they are and that they could be elchayim and good Jews and serve Hashem Yisbarach and to learn something in the morning and to try to learn something at night. And it doesn't have to be that you'd be say fancy sfaris and you'd be. You learn a half hour a week, and what do you spend your half hour learning? The Kesayis. You know, it doesn't have to be that. You can learn like other Jews. You can learn like other Jews. One of the most touching things I ever heard, I shared this with you a year or two ago. I went some years ago to speak a Sesame Tshuva. There's some friends of ours that their families are very connected to a community in Toronto, to one of the shuls there. And Toronto's a beautiful place, a beautiful community. And I went there to, as I said, to talk there in the shul. And the rav of the shul, Nabuch, passed away, Rabbi Marcus, was a son of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik. And he told me this. He told me about his father, about Rabbi Aaron. You know, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik had a terrible, terrible stroke. Terrible. And it took him a long time just to be able to talk. And even then, I remember it was so hard for him. He couldn't understand. It was very. And Marcus said he came to the hospital room or the rehab, wherever Abaron was. He came in, and he saw that he was learning the Masechta. It was like brachas. You never catch a miska. With problems. No such thing. See, he sees that Rabbi Aaron is with a Masech like Brochus, and he's like, you know. So he asks his father, he told me this, Rabbi Marcus, he asked his father, he says, Shreya, what are you learning from there? He said, I'm learning the Daf Yomi. So Rabbi Marcus says, Daf Yomi? Also, by the briskas, that's a dirty word. Two dirty words, daf yomi. Daf yomi. So Rabbi Aaron said to him, he said, my mind is no longer, I don't have any more because of my sickness. when I was Rosh Hashiva before the stroke, now I'm a balabos, and a God-fearing balabos, that's all I want to be now. It's murder gemaisa. Another person will get broken and depressed, right? He said, not at all. He says, the bus is this. The Baruch Shalom made me down to balabos. I'm not a Rosh Hashiva. I don't remember anything. I can't figure these things out anymore. So I'm going to learn Daf Yomi. I want to be a good balabos. That's an unbelievable story. Because to him, Torah wasn't a way to be a yeshiva. Torah was his life. Whether you're in yeshiva, you're out of yeshiva. Whether your head is working, your head is not working. You're healthy, God forbid, you're not healthy. That's who I am. That's what gives me my healthy is. But if a person is not learning for that reason, so then he finds himself with this. He finds himself with in this dilemma, and he has to ask himself: Do I really? I learned Torah for the last 18 years, 20 years. Do I really care for it? Do I enjoy it? What does Torah learning mean to me? What does Torah learning mean to me? How could it be that a person was learning for 10, 11, 12 hours a day, and then you see him later on, and he doesn't pick up a sefer? I know people like that. He doesn't look into a sefer, and he won't go to a shiur. Unless there's like an Olam Gadol. Then he'll go to the bit of it. It's like one of the guys, he won't go to the shiur, because that's insulting to him. Yeah, I know him in yeshiva. Yeah, I think he's such a big lama. He's a big lama. I remember from yeshiva. He's saying yeshiva. Yeah. Well, he can't do that. Has he going to bring himself down to that? And then it comes to a point that he has to find his own place in life. If he's an honest and serious person, he has to ask himself very big questions. Oy oz, yamir chayev al pshuta shalinyan. Then he has to establish his life a pshuta shalim, a simple pshat. Lilma teres Hashem tmima meshivas nefesh besimcha. Forget about curriculum, forget about Rosh Hashiva stuff, forget about politics, forget about where this is getting me. Teres Hashem tmima meshivas nefesh. Hashem's Torah, it restores the soul. Besimcha. Vilira schaim ebroch lemishmer sholom v'shalva. Many times it happens to me so many times that I'm learning something. I'm thinking, while I'm learning this, I see something that's gavaldic. I have to remember to tell the chaver this. I have to, because I don't. So I used to have much better memory. So now I write it down, a little thing to tell the chaver this tire is beautiful, this art. And then I stop myself and I said, what is that? Why is it that you're thinking, oh, this is something the Chavah is going to, you have to tell us the Chavah. So what? It could be because you love the Chavah so much. Just try it. Or could be, oh, that sounds so good to say over to the Chavah that time. And it comes to a point in a person's life where you just have to say, why don't I have something else with this Torah other than this Torah and this yichud that I'm having right now with the Kadosh Baruch Hu by learning this Torah? And what's going to happen to me if I'm going to forget it 50 minutes from now? And I'm not going to remember it because I don't remember like I used to. I'm not going to remember to say it over, because I'll see something, let's say, about Hanukkah in the summers. And I say to myself, oh, Moshe, don't forget Hanukkah, say that over the Chevra, we really enjoy that. But now already, it's by Tisha B'Av, it's already for following me, you understand? I don't remember anymore. So what's the tachlis? The tachlis is, you saw something beautiful about Hanukkah in the middle of the summer, so for that minute, you put on your coat, and you put on your earmuffs, and you put on your boots, and you're learning Hanukkah, and say, ah, it's Hanukkah. Like they say by Mary Pilner's line, it was all mice that happened to him. It was in May. It was before the summer. And he gave a whole eitzah with the oil from Hanukkah, and somebody asked him, what's Hanukkah? He says, that's what the Gemara asks, my Hanukkah. He says, May, Hanukkah. He says, my Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is in May. At that moment that you're learning about Hanukkah, it came your way in that piece of learning. So you're connecting mamish to all the ayahs of Hanukkah. It doesn't have to be, oh, this is going to be a gewaldige thing that I'm going to be able to say Shabbos Hanukkah at the table. Or I'm going to be able to say this If someone gets married and they have Sheva Brachas Lachasana, and be Chanukah, I could tie it together with the Chasana Kala. It's like, no, this is right now. No one's here. I'm not going to tell this word to anybody. I'm not going to tell this to anybody. I'm certainly not going to set up a website with my Torah. Or write a book, you know, with this Torah. Nothing. It's a secret between me and God. I'm not telling this to anyone. Not that you shouldn't tell Torah to Jews, of course, it's beautiful. But a person has to cut out a place within their lives. There's nothing, just you and Hashem's Baruch in the Torah. Nothing. Not to tell you about it, to say over, not to. But we had by Melech Chassidim that when they would be Feher, they were on purpose, they would mess up the Feher. That also wasn't almanas, to pass a test or to show off in any way. It's not. It's the Vekas Basha. And this kind of learning, so the person matures, he gets older, so he already. He has to realize that Torah itself is Torah Shavtim Shiva's not Bisimcha Vilas Chaim of Brachel Mishmer Shalom Shalva, that the Torah that you're learning is the source. It was given to each and every one of us to be the source of all of our joy, of all of our Shalom and Shalva and everything. Shazet Ikara Shal Adam Batachlisa Shalom Shayasa Kol Yitzir Shaloi. That's what the Baruch Shalom wanted. He created the world, but everybody should do what it has to do. Everything should serve its function. The same way that Hashem looked into the Torah and he created the world, each and every one of us can learn Torah and we can create a world for ourselves of connection to Hashem. Aspirations is a very good thing, to have aspirations. When they are realistic and they are in line with a person's kaiches. When they're realistic aspirations and goals. But what happens if someone gets up and he gives over to a whole bunch of like 60 guys? He says over something about being this kind of an Olam Gadol. If it's a goal, let's say to daven with kavana, to pick one part of davening's kavana. If the person says this talk about she'ivus, and it's something that everybody in the room can relate to, and it's something that each one can reach, as a chesed asim kulam, then that's a big chesed that he did, because he's helping them grow. Kefichu b'kalechad she'ifa limtzais es mashu mesugol, because he is infused each person there with a she'ifa to become better, which is great. That's what teaching Torah is all about, encouraging people to become more and to become better. But what happens if you set up a she'ifa in such a way that it's really, really far-fetched? It's really far-fetched. You know, you get somebody giving a shmooze to American guys, you know, talking about that if they have one impure thought, then the Hashem's Baruch, you know, the whole Hashem's Baruch is throw out. And you say over something like that. You pick something from a Beni Yoina, and the people sitting there, and it's so beyond them. There might be one guy over there. There might be one, but it could be 50. So if you do that, then what happens? Shomnam Tovia Achadim Lagila. Maybe there are a few people that could reach that. But alula mi'idach gisa ligram shivrein leiv la'ela she'en b'yicholtem lagir. But at the same time, you could be breaking the hearts and ruining and destroying the ones who cannot reach such a thing. It's just not within their bechira. They're not in that place in life, and they're hearing the same shmuz, and they're impressionable. They're good guys, and they want to do the right thing. And they're hearing this, and they're being told that this is what it means to be, you know, and put your picture next to the picture of the God of Yisrael. And he knows himself that he is. So he gets very broken by that. Okay, Mr. Hashem, we'll finish the parak next Monday night. There's Hashem.
Shkoyim. I have a funny story.